This is Dr. Singh dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Last name is Yagiala, Y-A-G-I-E-L-A. Date of birth is 6/23/1925. Date of evaluation is 7/14/2023. HPI history page. Psychiatric evaluation requested for management of dementia, depression, history next prior history present and last. This is a 98 years old female who was admitted here on 6/29/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient chart indicates a history of effusion of right knee, osteoarthritis, right knee, dementia, depression, hypertension, muscle weakness, history of falls. Patient was present during my evaluation and acknowledged that she had a fall and reports that her daughter was visiting her and got her to hospital. Patient denied any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, or suicidal ideation. No history of paranoia or delusional thinking. Here she's on Lexapro 10 milligrams once a day. Here patient could not recall how long she has been taking Lexapro. Next paragraph, patient reports that she used to work as a RN at Sinai Grace Hospital. Here she talked about her three children and reports they are helpful. Patient reports that her husband died 10 years ago. She reports that she has friends. Next paragraph, patient thought it's October. She did not know who the current president is. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Patient talked about history of enjoying sewing clothes. Next paragraph, under review system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hematologies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, no. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next prior education, grade 11. Current occupation, retired nurse. Relationship, current relationship, widowed. Number of children, 3. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, bucolateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits and the review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 180 over 78, pulse 89, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, limited due to sore right knee, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech, clear, mood, euthymic, thought process, appears of confusion, thought content, denies any thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, only place, time impaired, memory recent impaired, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration, impaired language, normal, follow knowledge, fair judgment, and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications. Under current medication, Lexapro 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, dementia and diseases classified. Dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, unspecified severity. without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and an anxiety, F0 2.80. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0, plans continue Lexapro as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedure 99304, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements and decision to treat. By comprehensive formulation of the resident psychiatric condition and the potential benefits of medication treatment outweigh the associated primary risks noted above. End of dictation.